everything we have to fear.
The economic chaos of this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio on this pre-recorded dreary Thursday here at the top of the capital of Kennesaw, Hensler Financial. I'm Teddy Parrish, joined today by a full set of very intelligent gentlemen from the research department, Troy Harmon, Nick Antonucci, and Mark Beninelli. Hi,
guys. What's
going on, Teddy?
What's up, Teddy?
What's up, everybody?
Not much. Before we even jump into anything, give any phone numbers out or anything, I want to wish someone a very happy birthday. Today is Dr. Gene's birthday.
That's right.
Dr.
Yes, it
Gene.
Is.
And, you know, I had a bunch of folks lined up to call in to actually wish him happy birthday. You know, Warren Buffett, Maria Bartiromo, and all of these others. But, you know, we'll settle with just saying happy birthday, Dr. Gene.
That'll work, I'm sure.
Hope you have a great day. So you can reach us during the week to ask questions or email us at drgene@hensler.com. The phone number is 1-855-429-9166. That's in all of the markets. Locally, it's 770-429-9166.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got it.
My bad.
9166.
So this is a show about your money. Let's get right into it, guys. We typically do an econ recap and stock market recap in the first segment. What's going on this week?
Well, the market's up, and that's good news. Gained about 1%. Didn't do it smoothly, though.
Nope, not at all.
Especially starting the week off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
Sharp pullback on Monday.
Fear of a little trouble on the Russian front, right?
Yep, the Crimean Peninsula. And the economic news domestically hasn't been all that great either.
That's true.
But if you look at where we started the year, everyone was afraid we were headed for that overdue correction. I think we started down, 4%?
We got to 7%, I think, at the end of January, didn't we?
Yeah, it's funny how everyone's tone changes when the market resurges. And, you know, all is forgiven, in other words. I was at a dinner the other night listening to a strategist from a well-known firm. Globally, and very optimistic.
Hensler Financial?
No. We're
you said well known globally, so.
Oh yeah, we are, but
we're universal.
Well,
it wasn't Troy.
It wasn't Troy who was talking. It was, but anyway, it was very, very optimistic, which, you know, I think we've been pretty consistent. I guess we'll talk about that a little later. Things are improving, but not so much this week, huh?
Not as far as the economics goes, but like I say, the market was up 1% and still being led by healthcare, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
as far as the economic news is concerned, we had the personal income report on Monday. It showed the growth improved in January, but a lot of that was from transfer payments,
mm-hmm.
which is basically government payments to individuals, yeah. whether it's food stamps or whether it's Medicare or Social
right.
Security and everything. But all in all, it's just been kind of ugly. ISM's manufacturing index, it bounces back in February. New orders are up, but production was down significantly on the winter weather, which has been kind of the underlying thing that's been going
right.
on right now.
That new orders is potentially hopeful for the future, though, is it not? You've got inventories rising again as well, and we saw that late in the fourth quarter with some of the inventories rising.
Yeah,
but the number's over 50. It's down considerably from the trend growth in the last quarter of 2013, the fourth quarter, but it's still above 50.
Right.
Right. So
which is expansionary generally.
And this is a big part of most people's thesis on a resurgent U.S. economy is manufacturing holding up. So it's good to see the number above 50.
Another bright spot: mortgage activity. MBA mortgage application survey rose 9.4%. And I think this is the first positive reading in, 3 weeks?
Yep.
Yeah. Refinance was about the same, 9.6%, a little bit higher. But that's usually been leading instead of the purchase index. So
I wonder what those numbers look like in New York.
Well, what was strange is I think last week we got a number out of there that new home starts was up like 75%. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was home sales were up 75%, but that was month over month when I believe December was down 40%. So it was of a really weak number.
Everything else was negative and the Northeast was positive. It was strange.
It seems this is largely driven by the direction you see in mortgage interest rates. I know this week mortgage interest rates are lower. You got to wonder how much of that is driven solely because of a pullback in interest rates. You saw at the end of the year, 2013, right. Mortgage rates had moved up quite a bit and starting to see a pullback. So maybe that's incentivizing people to finally take the dive into home ownership.
Yeah, could be. We saw ADP jobs report coming out as well, and it disappointed. We had 139,000 jobs added in February, according to the ADP. And we were expecting, or analysts were expecting, 160,000 jobs added. We get another big number this week as well, and we'll obviously not have much to talk about there. But
January number was cut back a lot as well.
Right.
What was the expectation?
Negative revision
for this week's?
About 165.
Yeah, that's where it's been lately, around 160, but we haven't hit it yet.
So. Yeah, we've had two very disappointing jobs reports numbers in the last couple months, so hopefully we'll have some kind of reversal. And then we had the ISM Services Index come out, and basically non-manufacturing took a step back. It fell to 51.6. Which, again, it's above that 50 level, but it's kind of more in neutral right now.
You don't usually see them use that one for economic growth as much, but it is a much bigger segment of the domestic economy, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, services is that's encompasses a lot.
Right.
You know, I figure that with all of the snow plowing, services were up. Pretty big.
Could be.
So.
And online shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is what we kind of saw with the chain store sales snapshot. Retail sales were down, but online shopping was up because people can shop in their pajamas when it's
snowing
outside.
Stuck inside, shopping online.
That's right.
You can't hold Americans back from spending their money.
Yeah, how's UPS going to get it to your door if they can't get down the road, though?
You can still spend the money.
You're absolutely right. It still goes right on the top line at least, right?
Yeah.
Got the latest Fed Beige Book data. These things can be kind of vague at times. It says it showed economic activity expanded at a moderate to modest pace. I don't know. In the past several years, the last time I've seen anything but moderate to modest pace.
Yeah, that's pretty weak. A weak explanation, in other words.
Yeah.
That's how they like to do it. It's vague information, vague language from the Fed, and it's also anecdotal. It's not really data-driven, the Beige Book, so it's kind of like, this is what I heard, and we're going to say it was up a little bit.
Yeah. The one thing they did mention was weather 119 times in the report.
Really?
Which seems to be the...
blame it on the weather.
Exactly. The scapegoat for anything negative right now.
Barron's went as far last week as having a weather expert come on and actually give predictions. And I guess he's weather/investments. It's a good article.
Well, I mean, there's no denying it does impact it some, but I do think, like Nick was saying, it becomes the easy excuse when you have negative numbers.
But it does play a role.
I mean, that's true.
Given, grocery stores did extremely well.
Actually, grocery store sales were down, which was odd. I didn't think that.
Around here they did. Nationwide, not so much.
But, milk and bread.
And that's so weird. Yeah, how in the world do you... How does groceries get impacted by anything? I don't know. Anyway, we did see jobless claims actually the 4-week moving average declined by 2,000 to 336,500. Big number, but in reality, it's a positive direction for it to move. Not really so big as far as the change.
I think we should probably just take that number off our stats because I don't see the correlation at any time with what was reported on the first Friday of each month.
Well, I mean, it's a weekly number, so you're going to see a lot of volatility in it. But at the end of the day, like I say, the 4-week moving average probably is more telling, and it declined. So we'll hope that that's moving in the right direction.
So we had the productivity and costs, non-farm productivity rose 1.8%. In the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and it was revised substantially lower from its initial report. Basically, the output was a lot lower. Hours worked was also revised lower. We also did see some earnings this week.
Right.
PetSmart came out. Their earnings fell 2 to 3%. But they actually beat expectations.
Right.
The problem was their earnings guidance was they missed on earnings guidance for the current quarter, the current year. But they are going to have a new rollout of products now. They're going to start a lot. Beautiful. They're going to start having grooming salons, and you're going to be able to color your dog with washable chalk.
Wow.
Is that like those stores I've seen, the Sips and Strokes? You're going to have a bunch of ladies gather and get drunk and color their dog in different colors? That's a beautiful.
And then when you get home, you get a.
I think we should do that.
You get a free carpet color at home as well when the dog lays on the ground.
So you might want to keep your dog up.
So Costco's numbers were pretty ugly. Right?
Their earnings were down bigger than expected, 15%. But it was bad weather and six less shopping days.
Of course.
Bad weather, of course. But basically everybody in the holidays was, with the less shopping days, they're very promotional, meaning they're offering deep discounts, and that's what really killed Costco's numbers.
Okay.
Overall, the business, okay.
Well, great. We're going to stop right here and take a quick break. Guys, you out there listening, just sit back, relax, get some coffee. This is Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.